If you're wondering how Abraham became the father of faith, how Jesus Christ overcame, how all the apostles and the heroes of faith overcame, that's exactly what we want to talk about here today. God first. If we can start our day with God and end it with God, if we can go to anywhere we are going to, if we start our journey with God, even this year, if we can start this year with God and put God first, then it will be a good year. Why do we need to put God first? Why must we put God first and nothing else? If you turn to Revelation chapter 1:8, Revelation 1:8. Jesus Christ himself said, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty." Said, "I am the Alpha and the Omega." So, brethren, today I want to encourage us to make this our slogan for this year: God first. God first. I want to take you to a story in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 14. It's going to be a long reading. I want us to follow the story. 2 Chronicles chapter 14 is a story of King Asa. King Asa, after his father, King Abijah, died, he became the king. And what he did, how he succeeded, how he worked with God. And that's exactly what we need to do. If you turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 14 from verse 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, 1. Let's read this story together. The story of King Asa. How he succeeded and how he failed. 2 Chronicles 14, 1. And he says, "So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. So he had peace for 10 years. No war. No problem. The land was quiet. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of God, of the Lord his God. He took away the altars of strange gods and the high places, and break down the images, and cut down the groves, and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandment." So the first thing Asa did after he became the king was to put God first, was to remove the images, the altars of idols in the land, and took them out completely. That was the first thing he did. And the Bible said the kingdom was quiet 10 years. 10 years. Anything that applies to a nation applies to us individually as well. If we can remove those altars in our hearts, those things that we put first before God, if we can take them out and replace it with God and put God first in our mind, God first in our business, God first in our job, God first in our journey, God first in everything we do. Mr. Avelis was talking about children. If you see how children sleep peacefully just because they look up to their parents, no problem. The best life is when you are a child. Your parents provide everything for you. No problem. You go to bed and you sleep, not thinking of bills and so on. That was how God gave this man peace, and the kingdom was quiet because he put God first and he removed the altars of other gods, and he commanded and encouraged the people of Judah to seek God, their father, and keep their commandments. Also, he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest. And he had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. So God gave him rest and peace. No wars. And he built fenced cities. When you have peace, when you live in a peaceful place, that's when you can prosper. If you live in a place of war, like Ukraine, you cannot prosper in such places. You cannot prosper in places where they are fighting war. It's only in a peaceful place, in a peaceful zone, that's where you can prosper and build whatever you want to build. So God gave them peace, and he called the people and said, let's build the cities, because we have rest. 7, therefore he said unto Judah, let us build these cities and make about them walls and towers and gates and bars, while the land is yet before us. Because we have sought the Lord our God, we have sought him, and he had given us rest on every side. So they built and they prospered, because they sought God. They had peace and they prospered. They had peace and they prospered. He was a wise king. He put God first. He removed other gods. He removed distractions. And God prospered him and gave him peace. Can we do the same for ourselves? Can we remove distractions? Can we be courageous enough to put God first? Can we not lean on our own understanding and look up to God? Like Mr. Velis said in his sermonette, that was what King Asa did, and he prospered spiritually and physically, and they had peace. And Asa, after the period of peace, 8, and Asa had an army of men that bare target and spear out of Judah, 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bare shield and draw bows, 280,000. All these were mighty men of valor. So he had 300,000 from Judah and from Benjamin. He had 280, almost 600,000. And these were strong men. And there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with an host of 1,000,000. That's like 1,000,000. And 300 chariots, 1.3 million soldiers, and came unto Marasa. Then Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatha and Marasa. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God, let not man prevail against thee. So Asa saw this multitude, but he was not afraid. He ran to God, and God called God for help. Because the Bible said the battle belongs to God. Asa believed it, and he applied it. He called God. 12. So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gera, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host. And they carried away much spoils, and they smote all the cities round about Gera, for the fear of the Lord came upon them. And they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoils in them. They smote also the tents of the cattle, and carried away sheep and camel in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. So Asa had a problem. He had a war, and he called God, and God intervened. God fought for him. God fought for him. Where do we go for help first? Do we go to God first, or do we go to our neighbor, or do we go to, where is our trust? Who do we look up to? Do we look up to God in times of trouble? Asa removed idols in the land. Asa trusted in God in time of difficulty, and he called on God, and God came and fought their battle, and God blessed them with abundant riches. And Asa and his people, now they became rich. After this war, they became rich. Now let's go to the Bible and see what the Bible says about what Asa did. If we do the same, the Bible is the book, is the word of God. Everything that is written in the Bible is true. If we apply it, we get the same result. If we apply it otherwise, we get a different result. So Asa did everything recommended in the scriptures in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, and he got these results. Now let's go to the book of Psalms 1 verse 1. Psalms 1 verse 1. Psalms 1. Psalms 1 from verse 1. We all know this place. Say, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Asa put God first and commanded the people to obey God and keep his commandment, and they prospered. And that was exactly what the Bible said. The Bible said, if we do that, we will prosper. And the people prospered. Asa, the king, also prospered because they kept the commandment of God. If you turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 3, 5. Proverbs 3, 5. Proverbs 3, verse 5 tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bone. This is the word of God. Asa did not rely on his own understanding. When he saw the battle, he called on God. He looked up to God. He put God first. And God gave him victory. And if you turn to the book of Psalms 124, Psalms 124, this is what happens when we put God first. But when we remove God from the equation, then we have problems. Psalms 124, verse 1. Psalms 124, verse 1. So it says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they have swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowl. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. So Asa called on God for help, and God delivered them. Are we going to rely on God? Are we going to look up to God? Are we going to put God first in everything we do? Not leaning on our own understanding. Look at Jesus Christ. Look at the first miracle. Jesus Christ said, pour water. He wanted to make wine, but he asked them to pour water. From human understanding, how will water become wine? But we don't lean on our own understanding. When he told his disciples to tell the multitude to sit down, they have few fishes and few breads. From human understanding, how will you feed thousands with few fishes and few breads? It will not work. We must not lean on our own understanding. We must look up to God, trust God, and believe him 100%. And when we trust God, we have to go to sleep and have peace. And have peace. That was how Asa prospered. That was how he had peace. That was how he fought the war, and God gave him victory. We turn to the book of Psalms 146. Psalms 146. From verse 2. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His bread goeth forth, he returneth to the earth. In that very day, his thought perish. Happy is he that had the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. That was what Asa did. His trust was not in his chariots, was not in his soldiers. His trust was in God. His trust was in God. And Psalm 146 tells us not to put our trust in men, because they might not wake up the next day. They might not wake up the next day. And when they die, their thought perish, and everything about them perish. But we must learn to hold God very strongly, to put our trust in God, to look up to God, to put God first in everything we do. That is how we will overcome the world. That is how to overcome this world. That is how to overcome both spiritual and physical challenges, if we put our trust in God and put him first. And look at what God told Joshua. If you turn to the book of Joshua 1:5, God told Joshua the same thing. Joshua 1:5. Joshua 1:5. The King Zara of Ethiopia came before to Asa with multitudes. But look at what God said to Joshua. Joshua 1:5 said, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto these people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest." God told Joshua, as long as you keep this commandment, no man will be able to stand before you. No man. That was what King Asa did. He removed all the idols. He removed every other altar from the land, and he commanded the people to obey the commandment of God. And the king of Ethiopia, even with the multitude, could not stand before him. Let's have this in our mind. Let's take this slogan home. God first. God first. No matter the situation, no matter the challenge, no matter our understanding of the situation, let's remember to put God first. God first. If you turn to Isaiah 30, 18 to 21. Uh, Isaiah 30 from verse 20, please. Isaiah 30, 20. Says, and though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not your teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But your ears shall, thy eyes shall see thy teachers, and your ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left, this is the way, walk in it. Let's remember to hear the voice of the teacher, which is the word of God. Let's listen to God first. In those days, the wise kings in the Bible, before they go to war, they usually ask a prophet, what is God saying? What does God have to say about this battle before they do anything? Let's also do the same. Let's go to God first. Let's put God first. And let's hear and listen to the voice of our teacher, which is the Holy Spirit and the word of God. And he says, he will show us and say, this is the way. Knowing the way is not enough. Knowing the way is not enough. And he says, walk you therein. It's enough to know the way and walk in it. And that is what we must do. If we want to put God first, putting God first means keeping God's commandment, obeying God, doing the will of God. That's what it means to keep God first, to put God first. And he says, you will hear the voice and your eyes will see your teachers and it will say to you, this is the way, walk you therein. Do not turn to the right, nor to the left. This is the way, walk in it. And the book of Psalms 121, Psalms 121, you know, sometimes we find ourselves in situations and we don't know what to do. We feel we have to break God's law, or we have to break it for this time. If we don't do it, we'll get into trouble. How am I going to handle this? This is a very bad situation. No matter how bad the situation is, no matter what the challenge is, no matter what our need is, no matter the time and season, look at what the Bible says in Psalms 121. Say, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from hence cometh my help. Where else will our help come from? My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer your feet to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. This is what we get when we put God first. There is no other place, no any other place, from the mountain, from the hills, from anybody else where our help can come from. Our help comes from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. God first, brethren. God first. That was how King Asa prospered. But at a time came, King Asa reigned for so many years, and God gave him peace and prospered him. Then he decided to try the other side. He became rich. He decided to put money first. He decided to put gold and silver first before God. And let's see what happens. If you turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 16. So in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, King Asa prospered. He had peace. God blessed him and gave him victory over his enemies. But in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, he departed from that path. He decided to do things by himself. He decided to look up to man for help. 2 Chronicles 16:1. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa. So he reigned for this long in peace. Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah. to the intent that he might not, that he might let none go out of the out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. And Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasure of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Baghdad the king of Syria that dwelt in Damascus, saying, there is a league between me and thee, and there was between my father and your father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. So another king came up against him, and this time, instead of Asa to call on God or to look up to God or to rely on God, he looked at his bank and he saw riches, and he sent the riches to another king and called man, another king, and said, come and help me. He did not go to God to seek for help. He went to man, king of Syria, to seek for help. He called him to come and help him to defend Judah. And Baghdad hearkened unto King Asa and sent the captain of his armies against the cities of Israel, and they smote Ajon and Dan and Abel, Mam, and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard it, that he left off building of Ramah and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Seba, or Gaba, Giba, and Mizpah. And at the time Hanani the seer came to Asa the king of Judah and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of your hand. We are not the Ethiopians and the Libyans, a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen, yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thy hand. For the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have war. So Asa did not look up to God. He did not rely on God. He relied on man for deliverance. And God said, because you've done foolishly, because you've made God number two instead of number one, you will have war. You will have war. No more peace in the land. This is exactly what happens to us when we go back to our vomit, when we remove all those altars, when we put God first, and at some point we decide to return back to our vomit. We decide to return back to the world. Mr. Avelli's read somewhere where he said that we should not conform to the world. We decide to return back to the world, to go back to the world, to live our life just like the people in the world, trusting men, looking up to men, putting men and every other thing first, and God number two or even number three. God said, Asa, we have war from henceforth. Then Asa was wroth with Seir and put him in prison house, for he was enraged with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. So after the seer came to him and told him all this, Asa did not repent. He did not change. He did not repent from his sin. He was so proud. He was so arrogant. He put the seer in prison. And behold, the act of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of the king of Judah and Israel. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his foot, until his disease was exceedingly great. Yet in his disease, he sought not the Lord, but to the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. So Asa had became sick, but he didn't look up to God. He looked up to man. He continued to look up to man. He continued to call the physician instead of God. And he died. The Bible said, the soul that sinneth shall die. And Jesus Christ said, if any man keep my saying, he will not see death. If any man keep my saying, he will not see death. So that was what happened to King Asa. He prospered because he did that which was right in the sight of God, as recorded in the scriptures, that if we do it this way, we will prosper. We will prosper spiritually, we will prosper physically. If we do it otherwise, this is exactly what will happen, as recorded in Deuteronomy 28, Moses told the people. Asa did not become, God did not bring war in the land or disease, or Asa became sick because God hated him. No. When we do what is written in the Bible, we get the outcome. We get a certain outcome. It depends on our choice. Depends on our choice. Now let's see the choices that Asa made. If you turn to Proverbs chapter 1:32. Proverbs 1:32. So God blessed him with riches and prospered him. Proverbs 1:32. So the Bible said, "For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them." That was what happened to King Asa. He turned away from God. God prospered him. He turned away from God and relied on his riches. And the Bible stated clearly here that the turning away of the simple will slay them, and prosperity of fools will destroy them. No matter how much blessings we have from God, let's not allow the blessings that God has given to us destroy us. Let's remember to put God first. Let's remember to look up to God, not on riches, not on man. Let's remember to humble ourselves like little children. Let's remember to look up to God always. If you also turn to Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17, 5. Jeremiah 17, 5. And it says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man, and make flesh his arm, and whose heart is departed from the Lord." Say, cursed be that man that will put his trust in another man and departs from God. That was what King Asa did. That was what King Asa did. He departed from God, and he put all his trust in man. He put his trust in the king, and then when he became sick, he put his trust in the physicians, not in God. And the Bible says, "Cursed be that man. Cursed be that man." Not because God did not like him anymore, not because God was angry, but this is what is written in the Bible. If we forsake God, if we put our trust in man, the Bible says, "Cursed be that man." And that was what happened to King Asa. He turned away from God and he put his trust in man. Cursed be the man that trusts in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like the hilt in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Blessed is the man that put his trust in God, and cursed is the man that put his trust in man and departs from God. That was what happened to King Asa. If you turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 20, Psalms 20. From verse 7. Psalms 20 from verse 7. Says, "Some trust in chariots, some in horses, But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. And the Bible said, cursed be the man that will trust in flesh. If you also turn to Isaiah 31, verse 1. Isaiah 31 from verse 1. These are the reasons why King Asa failed. We saw why he prospered in the first place. And these are the reasons why King Asa failed and died. Isaiah 31 verse 1. Say, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. And stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words. But we arise against the house of the evildoer, and against the help of them that walk iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is helping shall fall down, and they all shall fall together. So God said, woe to them that go to Egypt for help. King Asa went to Syria to seek for help, because he thought that the king of Syria was strong, was more powerful. Then he went to him for help. But God had planned to give him the land of Syria, but he didn't know that. Brethren, we must remember to put God first. We must remember to go to God for help. We must remember, when we sin against God, to come back to our senses and humble ourselves and ask God for forgiveness, and turn away from our evil deeds. That was what King Asa failed to do. That was the same thing that King Saul failed to do. They both failed to repent from their sins and turn away from it. But David repented and turned away from his sin, and God blessed him with King Solomon. Now let's go to a couple of places in the scriptures. This is what we have to do, brethren. Let's continue to put God first. Matthew 6, verse 33. Let's encourage ourselves with these words. Matthew 6, verse 33. Jesus Christ said, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Take therefore no thoughts for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The words of Jesus Christ. If you turn to Psalms 125. From verse 1, it says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forevermore. They that trust in the Lord, if we continue to trust in the Lord, if we continue to put God first, we shall be like Mount Zion, that cannot be removed. And it says, as mountains surround Jerusalem, the Lord will surround us. Remember this prophet that the enemies came to capture him, and he said, they that are with us are greater than they that are against us. This is exactly what happens. The same thing applies to us. If we continue to trust in God, if we continue to look up to God, God will never leave us nor forsake us. If we continue to obey his commandment, if we continue to remove the idols and those things that we put first in our heart and replace them with God and put God first, God will never leave nor forsake us. God will surround us, God will protect us, and God will give us peace. If you turn to Psalms 100, Psalms 100, verse 5. It's talking about God. Psalms 100, verse 5. Say, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generation. So God is merciful, and his mercy extends forever, and his truth endures forever from generation to generation. So we can teach our children this truth, and we can trust in God, that God will never leave us nor forsake us, and will never leave our children or our generation. If you turn to Colossians 3 verse 10. These are the things we need to do. If we are doing them, we need to continue. Colossians 3 from verse 10. Okay, I'll start from 9. Say, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So he's saying that we should remember always. Remember that we have removed the old man. Let's not go back to it. And we are putting on the new man, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And let's not go back to the world anymore. Let's remember always to continue to put God first. And Galatians 6, 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let's not be weary in doing the right thing. King Asa became weary in doing the right thing. Let's not be weary. Let's continue. Let brotherly love continue. Let's continue to love God with all our heart. Let's continue to put God first. Let's continue to love our neighbor as ourselves. Let's continue to shine as light wherever we find ourselves. Bible says, let us not be weary of doing so. Let's continue. King Asa became weary. He became tired of doing the right thing. And the Bible says cursed. He was cursed because he departed from God. And if you turn to the book of Psalms 20, this is a prayer from King David to all of us, for all of us. If we will put God first, if we will keep his commandment, not leaning on our own understanding, if we will remove the gods in our heart, the idols in our heart, the fears in our heart, everything that has taken the place of God in our hearts and put God first. Psalms 21 says, "The Lord hear thee in the days of trouble." In the days of trouble, when we call on God, say, God will hear us. "The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all your offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banner. The Lord fulfill all your petition." If we will keep the commandment of God, if we will put God first, if we will not lean on our own understanding and trust in God, Psalms 20 says, "The Lord hear us when we pray. The Lord approve our petitions according to our heart desire. The Lord send us help from the sanctuary and remember all our offerings and accept them." If we will be like a little child and look up to God 100%. I will take you to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. That's the last scripture for this message. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy 28. I will read only the good side. You can read the other side when you get home. Deuteronomy 28. Because both sides happened to King Asa. King Asa was blessed and he was cursed because he tried both sides of this Deuteronomy 28. But I will read the blessing side. When you get home, you can read the other side. Deuteronomy 28, from verse 1. "And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, and the Lord shall make thee..." "That the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flock of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in all his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see thee, and thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his grand good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou shalt hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them." And thou shalt not go outside from any of this world, which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. All these blessings came upon King Asa and the land when he took away the idols and commanded the people to serve God. The kingdom was quiet, they prospered, God fought their battle and gave them victory. And the same thing applies to us today. If we will only keep the commandment of the Lord our God as written in this book, all these blessings shall come upon us. If you read, continue reading, you will see the other side. You see the curses that came upon King Asa after he departed from God and put his trust in man and sinned against God and refused to repent. So, brethren, today, in addition to what Mr. Avelis said, I want to encourage us to put God first. Remember to put God first in everything we do. Let's remember to put God first when we're going out and when we are coming in. To put God first in our job. To put God first when we wake up and when we go to sleep. Let's remember to put God first and remove any other thing that takes the place of God and replace it with God. And if we sin against God, let's remember to humble ourselves like little children. Let's remember to go back to God and ask for forgiveness and turn away from our evil deeds and return to God. And if we do this as written in the book of Deuteronomy 28, all these blessings will come upon us and overtake us. Sabbath shalom.